that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time Gospel broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to gather by means of radio to study the precious Word of God. I praise the Lord for every station that carries the broadcast, and I appreciate each of you who listen day after day, and I do trust the broadcast is a blessing to you, and God is speaking to your heart as we look into the Word of God. Notice in your Bible again today, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 9, I want to begin reading at verse number 6. The Bible said, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." In verse number 6, we saw God's parable of faith promise giving. God likens our giving to missions to sowing, and then him taking care of our need to reaping. We learned in God's law of the harvest, there are four rules. Number one, you reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, you reap more than you sow, and you do reap according to how much you sow. Those four principles are part of God's unbreakable laws of the harvest. Then in verse number 7, we see the principles of faith promise giving. And I gave you four things from that verse of scripture. First of all, in the beginning of that verse, in the two words, every man, we learn that faith promise giving is personal giving. Again, let me remind you that it is so personal that God will not tell anyone else what he wants you to do, but God will tell you what he wants you to do. You alone must find the will of God and then give according to God's will for your life. You don't have to equal what someone else is doing, but you do that God wills for you to do. It's personal giving. And then number 2, we saw in the words, according as he purposeth in his heart, that it's not only to be personal giving, but it's to be planned giving. You ask the Lord what he wants you to do, and as God speaks to your heart, then you just simply make up your mind, you establish it in your heart, that God told me to do this, and I'm going to do it because God told me to do so. After all, that's what faith is. Faith is an obedient response to the Word of God as it speaks to your life. Then number 3, we saw, not only it's to be personal giving, plan giving, but it is to be persistent giving. So let him give. It's not enough to make the commitment that you will. You must get the money in, and you continue to do what God has laid on your heart, what God has spoken to your heart about doing. And so it's to be personal giving, it's to be planned giving, it's to be persistent giving, and then we learned it's to be positive giving. The Bible said, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And I want to say again, when I look around and enjoy the blessings of God upon my life here in America, I'd rather live here and be a part of this great country and be called upon by God to send missionaries around the world than to live somewhere in heathen darkness waiting for somebody to come and bring me the gospel. So to me, it's better to be on the giving end than on the receiving end in this matter of missions and the gospel, so I can give cheerfully because God blessed me to be born in America, to hear the gospel, to be saved by the grace of God. These things produce joy in my heart and help me to be a cheerful giver. I do want to remind you again, that verse does not say that God don't want you to give if you cannot give cheerfully. No, two wrongs don't make a right. You see, God wants you to get to the place that you can give in a cheerful manner. And then God loveth a cheerful giver. So it's to be personal giving, it's to be planned giving, it's to be persistent giving, and then it's to be positive giving. But now notice if you you will, in verse number 8. What a verse of scripture verse number 8 is. Fact is, as I travel across the country and preach the word of God, I encourage people who mark in their Bible to mark 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 8. Listen to this verse, and then I'm going to come back and deal with it. The Bible said, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." When I read that verse of scripture, something inside me says, what a verse, what a verse, what a verse it is. Notice again, here is God's promise. Here is God's assurance as to what he's going to do for us who give by faith to missions. And that brings me to the fifth point in the principles of giving to missions. Not only it is personal giving, planned giving, persistent giving, and positive giving, but faith promise giving is proving giving. As we give by faith, we open the door of opportunity for our Lord to prove that he can take care of our needs and even do more for us than we're able to do for ourselves. And he does it because we obey him in giving by faith to missions. As we take care of the need of the missionary, our God, the God of the missionary, will take care of our need. That's exactly the promise that Paul made to the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19, where the missionary Paul said to the supporting church, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." So here we have God's promise that as we give to missions, God will take care of our need. It's proving giving. But let's look at the verse again. What a verse of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 8. "And God is able." You say, able to do what, preacher? Well, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20, "Unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." Thank God we do not serve a limited God. We do not serve a God who is governed by time and by resources and by power. But anything God wants to do, he can do it. God is able. But the verse gets better as we go on. The Bible said, "And God is able to make all grace abound." Again, that's rejoicing territory. That's time to stop and just praise the Lord. God is able to make all grace abound. But it gets better. He said, "God is able to make all grace abound toward you." You say, who's he talking to, preacher? You. The person who has heard the word of God, who has sought the will of God about what God wants them to give, and they're giving by faith to missions. God is saying, here's my assurance plan, that God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Now then, let's read on. He said that you always... When I read that verse of scripture, just for emphasis' sake, I stop and ask the congregation, I wonder how much of the time that is, that you always, then notice as we read on, he said that you always, having all sufficiency, I wonder how much sufficiency that is, but read on, he said in all things, I wonder how many things that is, then he said may abound to every good work. I don't feel like I've done that verse justice, but there it is. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Now, you cannot claim that if you're not involved in the principles of giving that's taught in verse number 7 and in verse number 8. But here we see that that person who will obey God in the matter of giving to missions, they can claim this is God's assurance verse. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. How much grace? All grace. That you always, how much of the time? All the time. Having all sufficiency. How much sufficiency? All you need. In everything. How many things? All things. Under every good work. So we see here God tells us as we give by faith, we simply open the door for God to prove his sufficiency in supplying our need as we look after the need of the missionary. It's proving giving. Let's read on if you're looking at your Bible. Verse number 9 begins with a parenthesis mark. Verse number 9 and verse number 10 are a parenthetical statement. The Bible said, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now, what's he saying? God is wanting us to put this verse in the application of watching God provide in this manner. The Bible said, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. You see, when we give by faith, and then God supplies the need, people recognizes it's not us. It's beyond us. It's God doing it through us. Then in verse number 10, I love this verse. He said, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. What a verse. Here is what God is saying to the person that gives to missionaries. You see, oftentimes, when you're in a missions meeting, and the missionary stands up and tells what God's done for him, the preacher stands up and tells what God's done for him, but the average church member wants to sit in the pew and say, but wait a minute, I'm not a missionary. I'm not a preacher. I understand God takes care of the missionary. I understand God takes care of the preacher, but I am not a preacher. I'm not a missionary. You know what I want to ask them and ask you? What are you? What are you? God does not love one of his children better than he loves someone else. You see, my friend, if you're saved by the grace of God, if this dawns on you, you may shout and rejoice throughout the rest of the day. But if this dawns on you that God loves you as much as he loves any of his children, he loves you as much as he loves that person whom you think is the greatest Christian you've ever known. Write that down. Don't you ever forget it. You are not a second-rate child of God. God loves you as though you were his only child. He loves nobody else in the world any greater than he loves you. So we're going to see, and we'll have to look at it tomorrow, what God will do, the God of the missionary, will do for the giver to the missionary as they give by faith and obey God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. Lives have been blessed. We've had a report of one dear lady being saved by listening to the broadcast, and God has blessed us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.